Hi, everybody. Here we are again. This is Monday. If you're listening live, if you're in the States anyway, it could be overseas and it could be a different day. But if not, on an archive, the date today, in case you're wondering, is June 8th, 2015. And this weekend is our Marathon of Healing, Saturday and Sunday. And let's clear away energies that you may have brought upon you, or somehow they got to you, came into your frame of reference here. So here we go. Let's release energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's release pain from people. Maybe you have pain from something. So here we go. Pain released. And kind of locate your pain. Naturally, you're going to probably think about your pain, because pain is brought to you by the darkness, so you have to think about it, and the thoughts bring pain to you. So here we go, releasing the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, we'll do that same clearing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Okay, let's now energize the light beams. So you may have three of them up on your monitor screen, may only have one, but if you have whatever you have, we're going to bring in energy for them. So these are the males this time. We're doing males a lot now. So here we go. They're just a stronger energy. So stronger, here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. That's the first light beam if you have one up. Next light beam, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and number 3, stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okey-doke. So, we'll bring our co-host on, Elizabeth. Are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm out here. Good evening, everybody, or good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again on the wonderful Healing Highway of Creation, Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron. We are live today, Monday, June 8th, on bbsradio.com, Station 1, and we'll be with you for the next hour doing sample clearings and healings. If you'd like more information about Ron and his work, you can check out his website, creationlightship.com, for all of the Creation Lightship clearings and healings, as well as information about the Lightship, more information about Ron, questions and answers, as well as links to all of our social networking and YouTube channel. And please spend some time, if you're brand new, checking that out. It's a wonderful resource and a great way to become acquainted with the Lightship and the upcoming events. So hopefully you've all got the light beam picture up. You can find that on our Fast Chat main page, as well as our BBS Radio homepage link. And it's the image of three light beams, which are activated to bring you peace energy during the show. So, Ron, we will just get right into some listener questions tonight. If you'd like to send us a question, please do so using the Fast Chat feedback form, which relays comments to us confidentially, and we can go ahead and take a look at those for you tonight. So the first question, Ron, has to do with skin issues. And this listener writes that there seems to be an epidemic of vitiligo going on. People are changing colors, losing their original skin tones at an alarming rate. I started seeing it with African Americans, but all races are falling victim to it. Now Indians, and recently one white person. It seems like about 50 or 100 African American people have this skin condition. What is going on? Just wanted to know your thoughts.
Boy, that could be a good one. It could be, if we talk about clones, maybe they're not being made correctly. So the skin colors are changing, or blotches in the skin. That could be one answer. Remember, you're replicated every 10 minutes, so you're a different you. And, you know, that's very obvious when you look in the mirror some mornings if you wake up, or sometime you look at yourself and you go, this doesn't feel like me. That's true. It's not. And then, you know, maybe after 10, 15 minutes later, remember, every 10 minutes you get changed out. And if you do it again, you might, you know, you have a different person making you. I shouldn't say person, but, you know, you are being replicated again every 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes, you are a different physical body. I'll put it that way. And you have a different controller. I could use the word, make it a little simpler for people. You have a different handler. So you have a different handler, which would be a different alien race, typically controlling you, or the same race, but a different faction of that race. But regardless, you are recreated every 10 minutes. And that's why people lose their consciousness. That's why they can't connect the dots. That's why sometimes you feel stupid. Other times you feel much smarter. And then when you get switched out, maybe after half a dozen times during the day, which would be like in an hour, we'll say, you might lose track of what you did a couple hours ago because it's not needed. Because all the aliens want to do is live off your emotional traumas and pain. So to give you a good example of that, your pain body does store your pain. But think back, you know, are you in pain now? Maybe you're not. So if you think back to when you were in pain, you probably just can't bring it up because it's not there. Emotional stuff you could probably bring up quite easily. But what we'll do for people who may be in pain, kind of switching it over here, you want to do timeline crashes for your pain. Now, the reason is that the pain you have might not be much of anything, but you got replicated over and over and over again because you have pain. So now you have, instead of just you, one person, having your energy being taken by the aliens for that particular 10 minutes of time, they may say, man, this person stepped on a nail and they're in a lot of pain. So right away, we'll just replicate that 1,000 times and we can pull off 1,000 times more energy than what we could with just one person. And naturally, all those energies are connected to you. So now you have 1,000 times the pain. So that's why when a lot of people do timeline crashes, all of a sudden, at some point, the pain goes away completely because there's no more energy that they can replicate you with. And now your body goes, you know, that wasn't very painful. I'm sure that it would be if you stepped on a nail, but automatically it goes away. You know, because how fast can your body actually heal itself? You know, they claim that you get replaced, you know, I don't know what the time frame is, but they do say, you know, that your body's renewed, whatever that time frame would be. But, well, we're talking about healing instantly, instantaneous healing. So if you get rid of the problems that you're having, then all of a sudden on the timelines, you're okay. That's why when I do samples at the expos, people actually physically change. And they say, yeah, the pain that I had in my back or whatever, you know, went away. I actually am taller, and I used to be tall, and somehow I'm shorter. And the only reason why they're shorter is because one of the aliens maybe made you an inch shorter. And so they just pass on that shorter blueprint to everybody else. And I've even had people, like one lady said she lost 2 inches right in front of us when we're doing a clearing, I think it was in New York. Maybe like 4 years ago or something, she commented, wow, my pants are falling off, you know, basically. And so that's because we brought her back to her true real self, and the weight that she had was just put on by aliens. So they could be doing lots of things. And getting back to the question, why, you know, is the pigment, in a sense, changing or coloration? Well, it could be that, you know, either you're created in a test tube over again, we'll say, just making it, you know, a little more complicated, and they just didn't put all the stuff in, and your skin color is a little different. That could be one thing. The next thing is, you know, there could be stuff, nanotechnologies having to play with you. So that's why we have a nanotechnology clearing to get rid of the stuff. I think it's called the 2012 nanotechnology something or other. But the whole thing is, what are they doing to you? And you don't have any control over it. You can figure out what it might be. That's why we talk about these things, and we have clearings to remedy the situations. It won't take it away, you know, completely. It won't be gone forever, but at least you can have a remedy to work right now in the moment, and you may feel great. So that's what we do. A lot of people say, gee, you know, I did this clearing, and I feel great this week, and next week I don't feel very good. What do I do next? Well, do the clearing over again, because the aliens may have caught on to what you're doing, and they may not like the results because you got out of their control. Their handler goes, I can't find this person. Then they look you up and reconnect you again. So the clearings, if there were aliens weren't around, the clearings would be 100% effective for your whole life. Do one clearing, it's done. But because we have aliens and different races, different species connecting to us to take our energy, that's the reason why you may want to revisit a clearing that you have had from the past. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, so many things came to mind just hearing you speak about that. And the first thing is you could also re-enter a situation where a clearing would need to be redone because you get re-slimed or you connect with people from the past that affect you or you go through a trauma or something happens to you where life is affecting you. You're not just, I mean, many of us do not live as hermits and we have to interact with people and we have to go out into the world and, you know, deal with life and its various situations. So even if you've done, you know, 100 clearings, if you're not running an unlimited version of that, or if you come into a situation where you're challenged by life and emotional stuff, you're going to have to go in and rerun a clearing. It's like maintaining anything, a house or a car. It doesn't just get fixed once and then, you know, is problem-free for the rest of your life. And I don't know, Ron, if we should just keep going with this, but the other thing I thought of when you were speaking is a good visual to have for the timelines would be, you know how when you hold a mirror up to another mirror and you just see this infinite number of mirrors reflected back? That's kind of what it looks like to me when you were talking about the timeline crashing and eliminating the pain timelines that you may be on. So as
very good. Yeah, that's a good analogy there.
As your timeline crashing, you're just kind of getting rid of another one of those like mirror reflections.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's the multidimensional realities that people talk about. And that's also, you know, being, in a sense, one with everything, oneness. Kind of using that word loosely here, and it's being a multidimensional being. So, yeah, you are being replicated all over the place, and it may not even be on the same. Okay, all this energy typically is in the darkness, okay? So it may not even be in a dark side universe that they're doing this on. It could be in a universe that, like we have here, a planet of light, but there's people on the planet here that don't want to hold light or want to, I don't know, using the words very loosely, screw over people, okay? So, and they could be also, you know, close by, even on this planet doing this stuff. It could be in the underground doing it. So they're, you know, they're taking energy. So, you know, when you look at light, using that term, source energy, I should probably use, because light may mean something different to somebody. So source energy gives you free will, free choice. That's the bottom line there. It does not interfere with your particular life experience because you're having it. And if it would ever contact you and say, yes, you better do this here, or no, don't do that, then it's in judgment of your own personal experience and what you are choosing to do. So from there, you know, when you connect more with your spirit wants to have that free will, free choice, and doesn't want to be hampered, and your thoughts will actually get in the way and hamper what you're doing. And that's the darkness. So your thoughts are the darkness. And unfortunately, that's where people live because you were given mind energy. So initially, your whole body resonated to source energy with your spirit. Your spirit was, say, identical to your body. There was no darkness in there, and now because the aliens brought in the energy of maybe cause and effect, so you have challenges, so you actually feel something, where in light you're not going to feel anything. You're not going to say, oh man, that really hurts, or this really feels great, because it doesn't exist. Everything is very peaceful and neutral. You're just having an experience, which is what you're having. You know, you do this yourself all the time when you're in the moment doing something. Time goes by, and you may look at your creation, what you're doing afterwards, and then judging it and say this is good or bad, but in the process, when you're just doing what you're doing, it will feel very peaceful to you, and you're just going to have fun doing what you're doing. Doesn't matter what it is. So people somehow got connected to darkness. Maybe they didn't like to be peaceful. Maybe they got enhanced, connected to by the aliens, and they said, you know, peaceful is great, it's wonderful, but, geez, don't you want to feel something? You know, don't you want to really know that what you're doing makes a difference or something like that? Or, wow, do you just think if you really have some joy in your life, you don't have any joy now, you're peaceful. And what about love, you know? Don't you want to have love? And you go, well, what's love? Well, love, oh, you got all this heart energy going out to everybody on the planet. And then you go, yeah, I think I want to do that. So people switched over, and now they got hooked up to mind energy, and they're thinking, which is judgment. When you think, you're judging. And, you know, it depends how far out that thinking pattern works. You know, where are you on that pendulum? Are you in extreme joy, extreme happiness? Then naturally, everything wants to seek balance, so you're going to go the opposite extreme, you know, what you could call your learning lesson, right? That's what they talk about on reincarnation. You're back here because you made a mistake in other lifetimes, you caused harm to something, and now you're back as the opposite person or thing, having that experience so that you know it. Well, that happens in each lifetime. So, and that's because you want to seek balance. So that's what they tell you. That's the trap, that you're only here because you stepped on that poor ant. And now the ant is, angry with you, and now maybe, it's going to do something to you. Maybe other ants will start biting you, and you wonder, why am I being bitten by ants? Well, it's getting even with you. So anyway, that's basically a simple way of looking at it. But, you know, in source energy, there's no judgment. So humans are choosing to think and also choosing to bring in duality into their system. And so humans are the problem to the Earth. And the aliens are coming in to control humans because they really probably want to terraform the planet. And they need all these workers here to do so. And then from there, they have a nice food base because we have overpopulation here. And because of the overpopulation, they have more food. And if you notice, you look at the old movies, maybe in the 40s and 50s, you very seldom found people that were, I'll use the word chubby, okay? A lot of them were just thin, short and thin. And now all of a sudden you're seeing a lot of large people, chubby people. Yeah, it could be the fast food or whatever, but that's what's here. So, if you look at ranchers, they want to, make hybrid animals so that they're larger. And juicier, and that's kind of what the aliens are looking at for people. So I won't get into eating people, but that's, probably the reason why there's so many obese people now. So back to you.
Wow, yeah, Ron, that's true, and it is such a conversation of topic today, obesity and the like. So I also thought, when you were speaking, a lot of our spirits have been here for a really long time.
Yeah, so trapped here.
We've been dealing with these problems for, some of us probably tens of thousands of years.
Yeah, and it's just the way life is here. And, you really don't have any memory of stuff a long time ago. If you had memories, remember that they clean your spirit off, they clean that memory off of you. Of each lifetime, because otherwise you'd come in judgment and be contaminated, and they couldn't live off your energy because it's already fully contaminated and you can't express yourself and get something new. So that's the reason why normally, you're not looking at doing a reading. We'll say if people do readings on your spirit, they're reading your genetics. The
mm-hmm.
spirit just cleaned off.
They're
otherwise,
reading like your
and,
DNA.
The DNA would come in and contaminate the DNA, and the person would die because it died from some illness, typically in its last life. It would come in, with lung cancer and whatever else it has, heart conditions, and all of a sudden, how long is the baby going to last with lung cancer? Not too long. That does happen. That's where you get the deaths of children or infants and stuff. They come in and go, wow, this person isn't going to make it. They have problems. Well, that's because the spirit cannot hold light energy to enhance the little infant, and the baby dies. So, or maybe you have some kind of condition and you wonder, well, how could this person, some young child of 4 or 5, have all this cancer? Well, it's because the spirit wasn't cleaned off before it came in. You know, they never got rid of the last problem that it was dealing with, you know, which is the aliens thing. In the reincarnation process, they set up the child to cause a lot of pain from all the parents and relatives and everything else because this young person has cancer now.
And Ron, is that type of a situation, is that just so they can take the energy from the pain?
Yeah, they'll take it from the child, but mainly it's you know, you have all the relatives and neighbors and everybody else.
Oh, feeling bad, yeah.
Feeling bad because that poor child has this, you know?
Mm-hmm. So it's like a big, massive energy pool that they're just sort of using.
Yeah, so if you look at an older person, you know, who dies, basically, we'll just say that they're 80 years of age. So, you know, the children could be alive. We'll just say they are. So they have a couple of children, you know, and they're living in the older relatives who may be 90 are already dead, right? And so the funeral really isn't that large. Where a young child, you're going to have all the friends of the parents, you know, if they go to one of those organizations of darkness like a church, then you may have, 1,000 church members, you know, coming to the funeral, and they all feel bad and everything else, you know. And so the aliens are going, whoopee, you know, one person has given us all this energy. That's kind of the way it is. And unfortunately, you know, when that situation happens, it's very bad for everybody. But the whole thing is, still, they're working with the judgment energies. And, you know, that's what kills you with judgment. That's why you want to get an emotional healing, the whole lifetime one. So the samples that we have on the programs work wonderful, but it's only a very, very small Band-Aid because you have emotions going on, you know, throughout the day. How many emotions do you have, you know?
That would be an interesting exercise to write down every time you had an emotion over the course of a day, or if you couldn't do it for a day, maybe a half a day.
Yeah, so if you wrote down what you went through, you know, as you're judging things, you'd be probably amazed how many thoughts you have of what to do. And you don't know, you know, what they are. It might just be a little small thought, you know. It may not be a really big one where...
Right, like I don't like that person's tie or whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why you get your whole lifetime clearing. You know, we do basically, I'll just say, two years of your life in a minute. So it's a really fast clearing, and it clears out your DNA, and you're reborn again at the end of it. So, you know, 15 minutes, half an hour, and all of a sudden you're freed up of, you know, most of your stuff in this lifetime. So you can start over again. Plus, your spirit can't come back into your body when you're full of judgment. It doesn't live there. It doesn't know darkness. Judgment is darkness. So you're forcing your spirit out of your body each time you get upset and angry and judge somebody. So that's the
Or judge yourself, too.
Yeah, judge yourself, too. Yeah, that's correct.
Because I find a lot of people are very judgmental and harsh on how they look and the way they dress and the way their bodies are. So it's not only you judging others, but you judging yourself. And I guess that's where that inner peace phrase comes from, or what everyone's striving towards. But that's often very difficult to get because if you haven't cleaned yourself out, you find yourself continually set up for failure because you're beating yourself up for not being peaceful when there's all these other things that you have to clear out before you can get that to that. It doesn't just come to you. You know, there's a lot of work you have to do. And I guess that's where a lot of people get misguided, is because they're, you know, constantly going off on this search or that search and seeking the answers outside of themselves when, you know, they really need to be doing the clearings and clearing out their own stuff. And you don't really have to go to anyone else for these things. So it's very tricky.
Yeah,
especially.
And just think of kind of going slightly sideways, but think of a therapist, you know?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, you have a mental condition,
of.
You know, you're dealing with judgment, and, you know, you can't get out of it. So you go to your therapist, right, and they listen to you. Just think how bad they are. They have that job because they're full of judgment.
And they have, like, so many clients.
Allows them to analyze you. And so that's why they got the job, because they're really messed up, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, that might push some buttons out there if you're a therapist. But you better look at it, because how long are you going to be living with your judgment? People who have a lot of judgment die and get arthritis and different problems because they're in judgment. Remember, that's what kills your body. So if you happen to have that shingle out, you better start doing some clearing so that you can get a new job. Because each time somebody talks about their problems, you're taking it in, and that's activating your DNA. And that's why I say never become a healer, because your DNA is activated from somebody's hurt shoulder or whatever you're dealing with. And eventually you will be dead from what you healed people from. And that's the same with the therapist. They're getting all this judgment brought upon them by other people, and that's activating their DNA. And all of a sudden, they're going to start shriveling up, and they're not going to be around for a long time. But that's their choice. So our remedy is to get the clearing so that you can live more in peace. Back to you.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I think it is very important if you're in any type of therapy modality, or you are doing physical therapy, or you're doing some kind of body work, or even just talk therapy, it's really important to do the clearings, especially the whole lifetime emotional. And I would even have a light being, you know, if you have a computer in your office or whatever, have that up for peace energy while you're seeing clients. That would be probably effective. Even if you're just running one of the free clearings that Ron offers, you can find all those on the left-hand side of creationlightship.com. And Ron, I wanted to get back to something you mentioned earlier when you talked about people coming to the light chamber and coming out and feeling like they've changed physically, or they look younger, or they've lost weight, or their bodies have changed. Is there a way we can replicate that at home, or is that something that just happens, you know, at the expos when you're actually physically connecting with source energy?
Yeah, I only have that available, you know, at the expos.
Okay.
So you need to come to an expo.
Yeah, the expos are great, and Ron just did a bunch of them earlier this year. So I wonder if anyone had that experience, and if you did, would you like to share it by writing in on the Fast Chat feedback? Or you can email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So either way, we'd love to know, because I'm always amazed at that too. I've been to a couple of the expos in New York, and it's always very interesting to me to compare the people who I've seen just come out of the light chamber to the ones that are walking around the expos that are just, you know, in the crowds. There's always a big noticeable difference. And I often find that very remarkable, to sort of get yourself cleaned off energetically. It's like sort of taking an energetic bath, just cleansing, and all the other, you know, stuff just goes down the drain when you're in the light chamber. It's really remarkable. So I got this email, Ron, from a listener who got a fortune cookie. And she'd like to share this phrase with us. And inside the fortune cookie, it said, instead of giving someone a piece of your mind, give someone the piece of your mind. But she said, I would like to change this to piece of your heart or spirit.
That sounds pretty good. Yeah, just become peaceful. So I think a lot of people somehow want to help out humanity, we'll say, which is great, but what everybody needs is peace. So once you have peace, then you're going to be peaceful, and people will want to know why and how you became peaceful. And at that point, you could just say that, you know, I do the mind to heart drop or whatever, and I stay in peace. So that's an easy way to help other people. If we all did the mind to heart drop on this planet, you know, nobody would have any issues. And the issues that we have were the aliens want to steal things, and you know these people want to take our energies, whatever way they do that. At that point, you would become peaceful, and maybe all that would disappear. You know, all the different social stuff going on would typically drop away. So the whole thing is, you know, different energies trying to take advantage of other people. So just to be interesting to see, would people really honor the intersection? Let's just say that everybody was in their heart center and then they were conscious, okay, and being peaceful. And the power were to go off and they're driving their car, you know, and they're at peace. You think they you would really need to have a law enforcement officer there directing traffic at that, you know, location? Possibly, possibly not. Maybe people would get along just fine being in non-judgment. Okay? So it's an interesting way to look at things. You know, maybe you don't need all those rules and regulations and stuff if you were in the present moment. In the land of light, we'll say, in source energy, there's no rules or books or anything like that. You know, no statutes, the regulations, codes, laws. Everything just coexists perfectly. So it's another way to look at the way light is, the way source energy is, compared to where we are now with the, you know, entrapment of humanity by the aliens and the groups that they're working through and with, causing humanity to be where it is now. So, and then you have alien races out there having battles in the Beyondo, and they come down here and have their battles. So, you know, it's just hard to probably even fathom and realize what it would be like to actually be peaceful. That's why I say to you, do the mind a heart drop a lot, and you're fortunate enough to maybe live in an area where you can maybe drive a couple hours, possibly, and just be out in the woods, away from people, you're going to really realize what it's like to be peaceful. And then you get taken out of your peace when you start thinking. Then you start worrying about your life, like, uh-oh, it's, you know, 7 o'clock, I better get back because I have to go to work tomorrow. So right away now you're into a different mindset. Where during the day, maybe you're, you know, get there wherever you went to at 10 o'clock and you're fine and you made a little sandwich for yourself or something. You're having your lunch and dinner out camping, and then now you got to worry about coming back into society, and then all your troubles come back upon you because of all the judgments that people are putting upon you. But anyway, if everybody was in peace, there probably wouldn't be any of that. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true, Ron, and I feel like there's this conversation going on now about that, how we can be more peaceful and, you know, disarming. That's been a conversation that's been being had. But you kind of wonder if that's a possibility because of the duality that you've been talking about. So,
yeah, and people are looking for peace. But you never find it by looking for it. You have to become peaceful. You have to become your reality. So if you're not going to be able to come to own and be your reality, then it's always going to be external to you, and you're never going to get there. You need to own peace. You need to become peaceful yourself. You can't help anyone else out there, you know, all of your friends or anything else. You can give them, like, the mind a heart job and say, hey, do this, you're going to feel better, but you know, you can't force peace on anybody or force anything because then you're in duality and judgment. So people have to come upon this themselves. And automatically, once you know what it's like, then, you know, you're the example. And you can't really change somebody else's belief system. So they've been stuck here for a long time, maybe even yourself. And that belief system is working perfectly for you. Because you're having the script to use through the planets and stars and the aliens out there. Like I say, the old phrase, you know, the old song we used to sing, I might even still sing it, I don't know, but, you know, the twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Well, you know, that means a lot, you know. What is that star? What alien is out there with that flashlight, you know? So, and there was times when we actually saw people commented that looked up in the sky and there's no stars or very little stars, you know. Hey, where do they go to, you know? And then all of a sudden you have days where a lot of them come flying in. Well, they're connecting. So anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's so funny, Ron. And I, you know, I'm sure many of us have heard that song and never really realized what it was talking about until we started listening to the show and understanding what the agenda is here. And hopefully you have been able to use the clearings to empower yourself to reconnect with your source energy and overcome, you know, the challenges that life has sort of set you up for. So we really like to talk about self-empowerment on this show. I know a lot of the times it's a difficult topic for a lot of people, and we do kind of stand in judgment of ourselves. So I guess that would be the best place to start. And Ron, I'm wondering if maybe we could do a sample healing for everybody. Like, I know sometimes on the radio shows you'll take people out of judgment for a period of time, or do maybe a sample self-judgment clearing of some sort. Maybe if you have like a feeling of judgment against your body or something, to take us out of that, if that would be possible.
Okay, yeah, we can work with body. I don't think I've done very many healings on the air with not liking your body. So, you know, look at your body. There's some condition that you have, or situation, or the way you look. Maybe you look older than you want to be, you know, and or something. Here we go. So think of your own particular thoughts about your body. Here we go, releasing that energy from you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So just see if that has helped you a little bit. So I'll do this a little differently, too. I'll talk about this. So let's just say that, you know, you have started looking at yourself more recently, and you go, man, you know, I lost a lot of weight, or I gained a lot of weight, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't feel any weight differences or judge that. So let's just say that you, we'll just say you gained 100 pounds. And most people out there haven't gained 100 pounds. We'll just say you gained 100 pounds. So right away, when you hear that, you go, oh, geez, I would really be big. So at that point, the aliens now know that you're in judgment, and you're trying to go back to when you didn't have 100 pounds on you. So they got you, and they're playing off of you thinking that you're overweight. So right away, they have an issue, and they're recreating you according to your belief system, right? Because it is your belief. Your thoughts are your beliefs. And they recreate you every 10 minutes as being overweight. So, and they're living off that energy because you don't like it. So just do timeline crashes on it, and maybe you could lose some weight. You know, if you have a condition that's a little more difficult, or you think you're really ingrained in it, you know, you may want to do 1,000 to 2,000 timeline crashes on it. So that all of a sudden those timelines that you replicated on, that they're stealing your energy from you, they become terminated, and all of a sudden you're probably going to be normal again once you get recreated by them. And all of a sudden there's nothing there, just your original blueprint, and maybe you're not weighing the 100 pounds. So remember all your worries of gaining weight, maybe you weigh yourself every other day and you go, oh man, I gained a half a pound, and you know, as time goes on, now you're 100 pounds because you keep looking at it, and you know, you're expecting from your past reality that you're going to be heavier. And sure enough, that's your self-fulfilling prophecy, and the aliens are doing that to you, making you gain weight. They're creating you every 10 minutes as a different species, or a different person from their race. So they take your blueprint, and they go, oh, this person's afraid of losing weight, but they want to gain weight because that's what they're doing. They're looking to see if they're gaining weight. That's what they want to have. And we'll put on another half a pound every other day. And all of a sudden, you wonder why you're so large. And then you're complaining about it. And they love that complaint because now you're in judgment of yourself. And they're getting energy from you. So another way of looking at it. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. They do love that. And someone wrote in with a comment regarding the topic we had at the top of the hour, and they wanted to say that the skin change color could be timelines changing DNA by experimentation to make all skin the same.
Yep, very possible. That's why I mentioned the nanotechnology. You know, maybe the aliens said, you know, we want to have everybody on this planet here, pink. And actually, there's very few pink people, but we want them to all be pink. So we're going to slowly bring in the pink energy with nanotechnology. And in 100 years, everybody's going to be pink. So that could be what's coming down the pike, too, you see.
Wow.
And remember, it's hard to be in control of your reality when you have something controlling you. So that's what I'm saying. And, yeah, very possibly. And that could be, and you can get rid of the timelines, too, to probably help your skin condition. As you want to get back to your original self. Remember, the timelines that you're living on, if there's a time in your life where you really liked you and everything else that's happening, and maybe it was 30 years ago, then you would need to get, in order to get back to with that consciousness, this is probably a little more difficult to do. But it'll make sense, you know, once you understand it. You'd want to crash all timelines from that time forward that you lived on, your experiences. And, you know, it might be impossible to do, but, you know, you could go back a week and do that easily. You may not be able to go back 30 years, but you could pick the key scenarios, the key situations that changed your life to put you onto a different path and do timeline crashes on that. And then you may be back to that point to where you liked it. You know, some people, they get into a car wreck, will say they're afraid to drive their car, or they go to that location or a stop sign and they're kind of like, you know, afraid. You know, you've heard about people like that. Could even be you. Well, do the timeline crashes from that accident forward to get rid of all of that stuff. And then maybe when you finally get rid of the timelines, then that situation that you are in, that you're now judging every day when you go to that stop sign or a stop sign, that'll be gone from you. So you're actually reprogramming the programs, taking the programs away from your reality that's controlling you now, because your past is creating your current reality. So get rid of the timelines of a bad, awful situation so that you can now move forward and be back in that particular energy where you want it to be. Back to you.
Yeah, that's very, very good advice, Ron. And I just wrote down what you said because I'm going to, like, remind myself of this. What you said was, it's hard to be in control of your reality when something is controlling you. So that is basically, if I could bullet point anything from the show tonight, I would advise people to do that. And to get back in control of their reality by eliminating and timeline crashing these energies that are controlling you. So that's really awesome that we can do that using all of the clearings and healings that you offer. And someone else wrote in that they agree 100%, Ron, about the therapist comment. So I wonder if this person actually is a therapist. Very true. And then someone else was wondering if we could have a sample clearing for the lymphatic system or the lymph nodes, please.
Okay, so that's a big system. If you do have
yeah.
that condition, you probably want to get on the body jumpstart. But here we go. So that's actually a large bundle of clearings to help you out. I think it goes for like 3 months.
The Body Jumpstart, yeah, it's an awesome clearing package that Ron put together, and it does do pretty much the Body Jumpstart special.
is 3 months, and it does blood and circulatory, and that includes lymphatic. So back to you, Ron.
Hey, here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So let's see if that helps you somewhat. So back to you.
Okay, that's great. And hopefully that if you are having a lymphatic issue, that is a good clearing to jump on. Ron, this is interesting. I got an email from a listener who said, and I was thinking of this earlier, but you do have the whole life version online of the light infusion healing chamber, and that's a whole lifetime clearing. And then they said they have yet to do this clearing, but they're warning those that use it round the clock won't be able to sleep, and not as powerful as the chamber at the expo, but still very powerful. Thanks for reminding me, as I haven't used my unlimited lately. So that's the light infusion healing chamber clearing, which is a whole lifetime clearing. And I guess if you wanted to try to replicate what happens at the expo, that would be a good one to try. And then that goes back all through all of the seven generations, and then, you know, even further back if you would need that or require that. So that is good to know. And I'm just checking again here for any more feedback we've gotten during the show. This is interesting. It's peace versus love. When we were talking about this earlier, Ron, someone wrote, since people don't know what peace is, they would rather feel the good feeling. They believe that love is peace, I guess. They don't know neutral is so much better, which is peace. The kids' movie called Monsters, Inc. uses the joyous, playful exuberance by the monsters, if not their misery, crying, and so forth. So it sounds like that movie is like making something monstrous into something playful. Very interesting.
Yep, very interesting.
And let's see, I think we had one more question. Nope, oh, maybe not. I already got that one. Okay, so somebody else was saying that they have felt very sad over the last couple of days with little interest, and they're wondering if this may be loneliness, and what kind of clearings could they do for feeling this way.
Well, it's probably the matrix energies, the timelines being taken away, so you may be missing the interaction of the aliens bombarding you with stuff. So just kind of hang in there and start doing the mind to heart drop to become peaceful. That's what I would say to do. And we do that at the end of the show here, probably in 5 minutes. So if you haven't done that, then start doing it more often, because the constraints and the mind energies are slowly being taken away here. I can't say that they're going to be gone next week, but, you will start to see changes in consciousness as people start to get freed up from energies. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and a lot of the times there are many different ways of different angles of looking at something. So a lot of the times, you'll start, after you do the whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is kind of the first clearing you need to do, and you start looking at what's affecting you, a lot of the times you're going, oh, I thought this was a family issue, but it's really a soul family issue, or I thought this was this, but it's actually a timeline issue. So as you become more aware of, you know, like the person who commented earlier, how they're just kind of avoiding people, you do become a lot more clear, no pun intended, as to what is going on in your life. So, you know, a lot of the times we can't always avoid these situations, but I guess what is so empowering about knowing about Creation Lightship is that whereas before you may have felt powerless, now you can sort of realize there's something you can do, and you're not sort of sitting there going, why do all these bad things keep happening to me? I don't know what to do. You sort of have tools to kind of get your life back on track. And that's sort of like what the point of the show is here on Mondays. So I just wanted to thank everybody for writing in tonight, as well as giving us your comments, questions, and testimonials. You can contact us anytime through the Fast Chat feedback form. And you can also email us directly at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So all of those are ways you can get in touch. Ron, are there any more sample healings you'd like to do before the end of the show?
Yeah, I'll do a sample clearing for, I don't know, I'll do one for regret.
Okay, great.
We have a whole lifetime for regret, but here we go. So maybe there's something that's bothering you that you don't like. So here we go. Think of something. Maybe you have to think about it, otherwise it won't be released. So think of your issue or situation. So one, two, three, four. Oh, boy, people have regret. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, right. That's awesome. And the other thing I was wondering, I forgot to mention this at the top of the show, but I was wondering if anybody out there has experimented with, when they're running the clearings at home, if you have a light being on a very large monitor screen versus a smaller one, or if you can change the size of the light being image as you're running the clearing, does that affect how you experience the clearing? So we were wondering about that, and if anybody has done that, because I know since, if you go to the expos, you'll see the giant screen with the light being on it, and the energy always feels very strong and powerful when you're there. But I was just wondering if anyone has experimented with that. And if you have and you would like to let us know what you've noticed about that, please send us a little testimonial and we can talk about that next time on the air. Ron, there was one other quick question that came in, and I don't know if we have time to answer this, but maybe we could save it for next week's show. But this person was wondering what would be the best clearings to do for seasonal allergies.
Again, I would probably do something with, number one, that would, in a sense, be your body being allergic to life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe having your oxygen blocked because your nose is plugged, your sinuses. Okay, that's just one way to look at it. I would probably do timeline crashes on it.
Okay.
Because you're living on timelines that have that. Just think if the timeline that you lived on didn't have all that stuff to bother you. So you're definitely on a timeline of that situation. So to try to change your reality on the timeline that the aliens are putting you on. So you're probably on the allergy timeline with everybody else, and so get off of the allergy timeline. It's much like fear. You're in fear of something. Well, you're on the fear timeline. You have pain. You have anxiety. You're on those timelines to experience that because that's where you're choosing to go to because you had to first have that situation, whatever it would be happening to you, and the aliens go, oh, we're getting mileage out of this here. We'll cause this problem for this person because they're, in a sense, allergic to life there, in a sense, and they now want to experience that, so we'll give them all that experience that they want. So you have to get rid of the timelines. You can't think your way out of it because it's not going to be that way. You need to do timeline crashes to get off of the timeline, you know, that highway to hell that you're on, we'll say, that road to get off of it. You want to get off. So get rid of that thing so you can become peaceful. Remember, when you're off the timeline, then what's left, when they're not interfering with you, you have peace. So, you know, always the answer is always in the question, you know. So you're living a life of problems because you're on that timeline of problems. It's very, very simple. So, then you may want to do some clearings for a whole lifetime situation of maybe having allergies or whatever you're dealing with. But looks like it's time for our show to end, so we'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. This you should be doing yourself, at least 3 times a day, maybe more often. It's only like a 15-second exercise, you know. So here we go. You want to command your spirit out loud. You can whisper it if you're in a restaurant or someplace. To take the thoughts in your head and drop them down into your heart. And then count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. That's enough for most people to become heart-centered. So here we go. And then you're in peace. You have no thoughts. So here we go. Dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, there we go. So blessings, everybody. And we'll see you later. Thank you, Elizabeth. We have our Tuesday call coming up for energetic cordings. That's at 5:30 Pacific. Thank you. Bye, everyone.